It's time for our November Bill of the Month. Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal is editor-in-chief of our partner Kaiser Health News. Good to have you back.
Good to be with you.
So today we're talking through a largely unresolved question in healthcare, which is, should patients be on the hook for the bill when something goes wrong during a medical procedure? Whose story have you brought us?
Well, this month we're hearing from Jerry Belinsky. Jerry is enrolled in Medicare, so what he had to pay out of pocket is modest. But when he reviewed his bill, Jerry didn't think he should have to pay at all.
Okay, so unlike some past installments of this series, the size of the bill was not outrageous. But the patient says when he started asking questions about it, what happened then was. Reporter Stephanie O'Neill spoke with Jerry Belinsky. We're going to listen to a report and then come back and talk about how these kinds of cases can sometimes get expensive for patients.
When New Yorker Jerry Belinsky retired from his job as a social worker, he and his wife, Alexandra, decided to relocate to North Carolina, where they'd enjoyed boisterous family vacations with their adult kids, their grandkids.
And the dogs. We would always rent dog-friendly destinations so we could bring everybody and then enjoy the vacation as a family.
The couple landed in Fayetteville, and in retirement, Belinsky decided it was time to deal with his worsening vision. The 67-year-old suffered from both cataracts and glaucoma that, untreated, can lead to blindness.
I had trouble seeing, even wearing glasses, especially at night, and it had progressed to a point where it was really impacting my vision and had to be addressed.
And that meant surgery, which he got on May 16th at a surgery center near his home. As the sedation took effect, the nurse anesthetist asked him if he felt pain. He said no, only some pressure. Belinsky remembers the nurse responding that he would increase the sedation.
So the next thing I know, there's some sort of commotion going on, and I hear the doctor yelling at me, "Don't move, stay still," yelling in my ear. And then I hear the doctor say, "What's that cut on his head?"
It was a small abrasion, nothing serious, he says, but it went unmentioned by the staff. At home after a nap, he woke up to blood on his pillow, and then memories of the incident came flooding back. At his post-operative appointment, the doctor said nothing, so he brought it up.
And then I said, "You know, doctor, I just did have some questions for you because I have some memories of some things happening there." And at that point, I think she probably knew the jig was up. And said, "Yeah, we had a little incident. You had a little adverse impact from the anesthesia."
And that's all the doctor told him. The good news, the surgery was a success, but Belinsky still wanted to know more about his reaction to the sedation. Later, when he got his medical record, it said, quote, "no complications."
If you make medical records that are not accurate, it puts people in danger. In my case, it indicates that I had a certain anesthesia at a certain dosage, which in fact produced a adverse and potentially dangerous side effect. And that's not in there. And instead it says everything went well and he tolerated the procedure well.
And how an adverse reaction to anesthesia led to a bloody forehead remains a mystery. Belinsky says he's concerned and angry that all this is now missing from his health records.
That follows me around the rest of my life. Is the part to me that really goads me the most.
Jerry Belinsky would have liked an apology and reimbursement, but so far he's got neither. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie O'Neill.
We're back with Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal. And Dr. Rosenthal, it's hard to imagine that something could happen under anesthesia and your medical team wouldn't tell you about it. How important is it for him to get to the bottom of this?
Well, you know, standards of care definitely dictate that physicians should inform patients about an injury that happens during surgery. That's the ethics. But there are two more important issues here. First, if you have a bad reaction to anesthesia, you should know which anesthetic was it, what happened, because that could impact his future health, right? That's just obvious. But there is a billing issue here as well. I mean, some hospitals, when there are problems during surgery or hospitalization, will give rebates to a patient injured during care. But there's no real standard across the industry.
What if more treatment is needed? Like, who pays for if there were follow-up to the injury that he got while he was under anesthesia?
Right. I mean, his injury was treated with a Band-Aid. But what if he'd needed stitches? Who should pay for that? Or in other cases, perhaps, we get a lot of bills where someone isn't discharged on a Friday because a social worker wasn't available. So they pay for 3 extra days in the hospital. Whose fault is that? So I think, once again, we always see in Bill of the Month that the patients are left holding the bag when they shouldn't be.
And it sounds like there's a lot of ambiguity. So what can patients actually do?
Well, I think Jerry did a lot of things right. First ask for a copy of your full medical record. And you can contest it if you say, that wasn't what happened or something else happened. And you can appeal to your health insurance company, too, to see if you could get your co-pays waived, for example. But, I think in Jerry's case, that would be, okay, he would get back $58, but the trauma and the worry of what happened during that surgery still remains.
Well, I hope he can figure out what happened to him. And if he does, maybe you can tell us next month. Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal, thanks as always.
Thank you. I'll be back.
If you have a medical bill that just seems wrong and you can't get to the bottom of it, please go to NPR's Shots blog and tell us about it.